It's been raining all day long. And tonight it's just a little bit windy over here. And got a nice crowd there. Our Phillips fan base travels really well. We always got a nice bleachers full over there. We heard a car horn. Someone's in their car here tonight listening, because every time something good hears, I hear that blast off. So they're in. Maybe they're in there listening to the radio. Give us a honk if you are in the car listening to the radio. All right. So Ethan Podmolik kicks off 10 yards down the field, and it's going to be downed or land jumped on by the Castle Guards. Right about midfield, they're going to put it. So right at the 40-yard line, the Castle Guards are going to start with the ball. And Ethan Upson is going to lead this defense up to the line of scrimmage. And you can see the wind picking up a little there.
The wind looks like it's a little windy down there.
Jerseys blowing around. Yeah. And here we go. Callan Chuzzles on this left defensive end. I want to see what he can do here. He's been playing really well here today. And Chuzzles, nope, Max Phillips looking to go somewhere and gets on this right side. He was looking to pass.
Ooh.
And it looks like every time that the Castle Guards are looking to pass, they're just trying to open up that defensive line to get a little bit of running room. They were able to on that time, on that chance, and Max Phillips with a 6-yard run. And it's going to be a 2nd and 5 for the Castle Guards coming up here. 10:02 to go, second quarter. 36-0 here. Loggers leading the Washburn Castle Guards. You're just joining us. And Max Phillips steps up to the line of scrimmage for the Castle Guards. He's got a receiver in motion, right side, looking to pass. This is their first pass of the game, but he throws it out of bounds. He's tackled really hard by Ethan Upson and Drew Hawshield, and not good for the Castle Guards as Max Phillips, down on the ground, got hit really hard. And he's trying to get up, as they know that he needs to. And coaches take care of the kids, all taking a knee right now. A little bit of silence here in town. This is what we were hoping wouldn't happen. Not sending it back to commercial here. You can hear a pin drop over here in Washburn, and they're listening to us. So Max Phillips doing a great job here at quarterback tonight. You can tell one of their better athletes. He's getting up slowly. You know, I think he got the wind knocked out of him, got hit really hard in the stomach. He gets up here and is going to check out for a minute. You hope he gets back into the game, catches his breath. So we're going to see a new quarterback for the Castle Guards. Hey, you feel for Phillips on that one.
Yeah.
Max Phillips on that one, as it happened right in front of us. He got hit pretty hard in the guts. But game goes on. 9:33 to go here. 36-0. Loggers leading this matchup right now. And the Castle Guards stepping onto the field. And who do we got at quarterback right now? Looks like Caleb Every Warren is going to be the quarterback from the shotgun. He steps in, and it's going to be a counter. And Upson almost takes out Simone Sandor. But it's Matson getting away from defenders, and I think he's going to get in the end zone.
He does.
And the athletic Matson from Washburn breaks a couple tackles, some poor tackling by the Loggers. And he goes for the long touchdown run, a 32-yard touchdown run for him. No flags on the field. And it takes away a running clock, doesn't it, Nate? 36-6. I thought once it started, it didn't stop. Maybe that's second half. We'll find out the rules as the game goes on, I guess.
Stop now.
Yeah. So Castle Guards right now looking for the two-point conversion. And Max Phillips steps out. And look at that. Caleb Every Warren, first play of the game. Touchdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Castle Guards stepping up to the line of scrimmage. And quarterback keeper, he's going to try to take it up the middle. He's wrapped up by Aaron Delasky. Caught him right away. Nice play from the sophomore, stopping the two-point conversion. And just like that, the Castle Guards on the scoreboard. 9:05 to go here. 36-6 is the score here. And we're going to stay right here, right now, and over some of our high school sports sponsors. And back to the top. They don't have one on there, though, do they? All right. And Phillips Lumber and Hardware do it best. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware. They have everything you need to complete your building and remodeling projects. They carry composite decking from Trex and Armadillo, plus brown-treated deck lumber. Update your kitchen with beautiful white cabinets. Fast ship and ready to install. See all of their great sample areas in-store. Do it best. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Highway 13 in Phillips. And Phillips Lumber, the friendly people over at Phillips Lumber and Do It Best. I deal with them every day, Nate. They're always a helping hand over there. Where we get our shingles from, all our roofing materials. And kicking off this time is Sandor, Sienna Sandor. A nice kick from her. And who picked that one up? Who's got it even right now? Zelaski? Zelaski, they're going to try to bring him down. He's tough to tackle here today. Zelaski trucked about four people. Or was that Ben? That was Ben Vernig. It was Ben Vernig with the tackle, or with the run back on that. And he ran it all the way back to almost midfield, dragging along about six Castle guards along the way. And we know that Grandpa Bob and Grandma Sharon in Medford like hearing that, along with Grandpa Jim in Eagle River. They're saying, how did Jeff know we were listening? Yeah. I know everything, you guys. Just under 9 minutes to go here, second quarter. Loggers with the football. It's Levi. He's going to keep it. Looks like he's going to go for the pass. Looking for Kolicki deep. He's got it. Kolicki was knocked out of his hands. Kolicki had it in his hands in a nice play from the defense of the Castle Guard, swatting it away last second. And a beautiful pass.
Yeah, that was...
And a catch by Kolicki. He actually had it that time and swatted away. So it's going to bring up second 10 here from the 38-yard line. And, wow, it would have been nice to know that they didn't have waters or nothing over here, but we're going to manage.
Yeah, we'll survive.
8:45 to go here. Durr, it's going to be the counterplay to Molman, left side. Molman, he's gone alive. Again. I don't think they're going to catch him at the 20. 15, he's knocked out of bounds at the 5. Touchdown-saving tackle for the Castle Guards. And that was Brody Anderson with a touchdown-saving tackle on Trigg Molman. Got a close to 200 yards here already today.
Yeah.
And he was tackled a little bit awkwardly from behind. Gets back up. He's ready to go. And Loggers trying to punch this one into the end zone. And Hollinger along with Durr in the backfield. Molman left side set up for that counter play. And there it goes right side. And they're going to walk Molman into the end zone following behind Jack Kolicki. And just like that, 42-6 with 8:32 to go here in this first quarter, second quarter. Loggers looking for the two-point conversion. And Delasky checking into the huddle for the Loggers. A'Ron Delasky, the sophomore here, I'm just really impressed with what he's learned in these first, after the first few games. And Durr's going to keep this one himself up the middle, and he falls into the end zone, and they're going to say he was just short. So his knee hit the ground before he got into the end zone, and two-point conversion is no good. With 8:32 to go here in this second quarter, it's 42-6, Loggers leading right now. And we're going to stay right here in Washburn. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here. And we're going to go over some of our high school sports sponsors as we have Forward Bank. Forward Bank is at the center of always moving forward. They're dedicating to making an impact in the communities they serve. Check out their unique charitable money market account to see how Forward Bank connects with their customers to the local charities that matter to you the most. Visit www.forwardbank for all their exceptional services. Forward Bank, Park Falls, and Phillips. Few more shout-outs here tonight. My daughter, Cully, at home.
Yeah, you almost forgot Cully.
Cully, I know she's watching, listening to her daddy. Could he use you here tonight, Cully? And Loggers set to kick off here now. Ethan Podmolik, and he's going to squib kick up the middle, and a fumble again. And what happened? I'm guessing the Castle Guards fell on it. Looks like they did. So Castle Guards are going to keep it. from their own 35-yard line. It's a nice kick there again by Ethan Podmolik, and Castlegar's struggling on these kickoffs, holding on to them. There's been a turnover already. The Loggers defense onto the field. Ben Vernig over there on that right side. Just been impressed with how he's played the last few weeks. All season long, really, but two interceptions in that last game. When they were really needed against a Winter team that was playing strong. And after first quarter, Winter was tied up with us. They even had a lead for a little bit. And Ben with a couple interceptions, bringing us back into that game. And Max Phillips here leading this Castlegar team. It's going to be handoff left side and Ethan Upson. Jeff Aiken and Roofing player of the game last week with another tackle here tonight, just playing
3 yard loss
on the opposite side of the field. Yeah, 3 yard loss, going to bring up a second and 13, maybe a second and 12. The second and 13, our stick guy over there, is always, he's way off on him.
Yeah, isn't he?
He's like a whole yard off. There you go.
Yeah, he
must have heard me. That's right. I'll call him out over here. 7:09 to go here. Should have a running clock here rest of the game. It's 42-6. Loggers leading. Max Phillips back into this ball game for the Castlegar from the shotgun. He's going to keep it looking to pass. And a nice pass on this left side to Matson. Matson gets past the defenders. And he's going to go in for a touchdown. A nice play from him. Impressive run there again from Aiden Matson, his second touchdown of the game. And some poor tackling, I'd say, by the Loggers, but at the same time, those are some nice moves by Matson. 42-12 is the lead here now. 6:46 to go. And it's the Castlegar's digging into my 35-point lead and taking away that running clock. 6:46 to go here, and Castlegar stepping up to the line of scrimmage in just a moment, going for the two-point conversion, trying to make it 42-12, or 42-14, I should say. And Matson going to keep it himself, goes up that right side and hit hard. Sawyer Kuchaba, the sophomore, stops him short of the end zone, and it is going to be no good. So with 6:45 to go in this second quarter, it's 42-12. Phillips Loggers leading the way here tonight. And we're going to stay right here in Washburn. And what did the officials say? We're going to go to regular time again? So we're back to no running clock.
Yes.
Come on, Loggers. We got to get a score here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors again, guys. We have Forward Insurance. Local businesses are amazing at pulling together to improve communities, provide for families, and support employees through good times and bad times. At Forward Insurance, they have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet the needs of your businesses. Stop in and see one of their trusted hometown agents to hear about the benefits of moving forward together, or call 715-762-2497. Forward Insurance is located in Park Falls and Phillips, and you can go check out head coach Steve Precor over there. And there's a kickoff to the Loggers. Benton Loeri picks that one up. He's going the wrong way. Now he's going the right way. Gets past everyone, one guy to beat. It pops out of his hands, and the Castlegar's far on it. He almost broke that one, you could see. And it was poked from behind, fumbled away, and it's going to be Castlegar's ball from the Loggers 35-yard line. So first turnover of the game for the Loggers, 6:38 to go. We're back to a stopped clock. And Max Phillips and this Castlegar's offense stepping back onto the field and up to the line of scrimmage from the shotgun is Max Phillips. Got receiver wide left, wide right. And Loggers looking to blitz here. And they get in. There's a counter. Nothing going. Ethan Upson almost gets Rohde wrapped up. But Rohde gets around him and picking a positive yardage all the way to the possible first down.
I believe so.
So instead of a loss on the play, going to be a first down. And Castlegar's having the momentum in this game right now ever since Max Phillips got the wind knocked out of him on that one play. things switched around just like that. The police are walking back this way, Nate.
I think I saw that guy at the basketball game.
Probably trying to look for me.
He probably was looking for you. Nice hat, though.
Yeah, that is a nice hat. And Castlegard stepping back up to the line of scrimmage. 6:27 to go here in this first half. Loggers up big, 42-12, but the Castlegard's showing a little sign of life here. Max Phillips under center. He's going to keep this one. It's going to be a counter. The Trig Moment play, we'll call it. Loggers have seen this in practice 100 times. That went for about a five-yard loss. So Ben Vernig at the bottom of that pile. And a nice loss on the play. And they're only giving him a two-yard loss. That's kind of unbelievable. He was knocked back about 5 yards. So it's going to be a second and 12 for the Castlegards. Loggers, important they make a stand here right now and show that they're not going to let this Castlegards team get back into the ball game. As Max Phillips from the shotgun got two receivers, both sides, two running backs next to him. Loggers looking to blitz and are going to get a flag on the field. I didn't see any movement.
I didn't either.
Must have been a false start. Then lined up in the neutral zone. And we did see who that was on. Lined up in the neutral zone was the Loggers. So it's going to bring up a second and 5, and this is the momentum that the Castlegards have taken away here from the Loggers. And Ethan Upson wraps up the quarterback and sacks him for a big loss. Maybe a 9-yard loss on that play. Ethan Upson blew through the line of scrimmage and picked Phillips up and threw him right down. Big time play there from Ethan Upson. It's going to bring up a third down and maybe 16.
15, according to them.
Third and 15 right now. And 5:06 to go here. Clock is ticking right now. Ethan Upson with a huge play, restoring the momentum here for the Loggers.
He's had Phillips' number tonight, hasn't
he? He really has. All over the field here is Ethan Upson. So Phillips from the shotgun, third and long here. Two receivers, both sides. And receiver in motion. And it's going to be a counter play on this left side. And it got a hold that got away with and picks up some positive yardage there. Not enough for a first down. And Washburn getting away with the holding penalty right in front of us here.
Levi's limping a little bit there, huh?
Oh, yeah, Levi's back to limping. So that's not a good sign for the Loggers. And hopefully that's not that same leg that had been hurting. He's holding that left leg, kind of his knee. Looks like the same limp he had in that game against Northwood. So might be seeing some shade and zine in this ball game. As Max Phillips from shotgun, we got more motion. And Max Phillips with the pass into the end zone. And incomplete as Trig Molman breaks that one up last second. And that's a turner. And Callan Chuzzles with a roughing the passer. Going to be a first down. I wasn't able to watch it. Ball was in the air, I didn't see at all. But they're going to call him. They're going to call him with a personal foul. And I'm guessing that's going to go half the distance to the goal line. 4:29 to go here in this second quarter. It's 42-12 lead for the Loggers. The Castlegards were at about the 18-yard line, and it would have been a turnover on downs, but the Loggers with the penalty is going to keep the Castlegards with the ball and the first down. So here we go, first and 10 for the Castlegards. First and goal, I should say. Big play there. Terrible play for the Loggers on a penalty like that, and momentum right back to the Castlegards. And Mattson going to keep this one. He goes to the right, nothing there. Goes to the left. We have a flag, likely a holding. And we're going to see what happened as that Mattson gets up a little bit slow on that one.
Oh.
And what do we have here? A timeout on the field, another injury for Mattson, or for the Washburn Castle Guards. So some players getting beat up here. Levi Dirk, just a moment ago, getting injured on the field for the Loggers. And here we got Mattson, their leading running back, the senior, I believe. Yeah, Aiden Mattson, a senior here, on the ground right now. Not sure what's wrong with